Hello again. We are Chris Lee and Chase Robinson, set to preview LSU's road trip to Arkansas, which you can catch on ESPN at 6 Central. Bet Online favors LSU by 3 with an over-under of about 57, which makes for a predicted final. LSU 30, Arkansas 27. As we do this Monday morning, my model's got LSU by about 3.5. Chase, interesting spot for both these teams. Arkansas comes off a bye week after a big upset at home over Tennessee. LSU pulled an upset in its building over Ole Miss. Now got the longest winning streak in the conference, I think, tied with A&M. A lot at stake here. Arkansas got a chance to have a better season than anybody imagined. LSU's got a shot at the playoff now. I'm very intrigued to see what happens in Arkansas on Saturday night.
It's a really intriguing game to me, based off what Arkansas was able to do against Tennessee. And again, Arkansas is a few plays away from the season looking totally different. LSU's coming off that big win over Ole Miss to put them in a situation where, you know, we are talking about LSU in the playoffs. And so very intriguing game, and I think it's an interesting matchup. I mean, you see from the line, it's a 3-point game. They have it in LSU's favor. So I think a lot of eyes will be on this game to see is LSU this team they think could be in the playoffs, or is Arkansas going to be this team that's continuing to try to play spoiler for some teams?
Well, let's break it down, starting with the LSU's got the ball. Garrett Nussmeier, Kyren Lacy, Mason Taylor and company averaging 34.2 points a game, 69 snaps, a 1.7% turnover rate. LSU throws it 62% of the time. It averages 7.8 yards per pass play. Sacks, which LSU basically never gives up, come out of pass plays. And offense rushes for 4.9 yards per rushing attempt for 6.7 yards per snap. Arkansas's defense been pretty solid. The Razorbacks allowing 19.1 points a game on 62 snaps, a 1.9% turnover rate. Teams throw it 54% of the time against the Razorbacks, who give up 5.9 yards per passing play, 3.9 yards per rushing play for 5 even. Travis Williams, last time out, did a great job against Tennessee and slowing that offense down, basically slowing what a 3-3-5 look, I think it was. But I think this will be the best offense the Razorbacks have seen.
I think so, too. And I'm just so impressed with Garrett Nussmeier. 1,989 yards this season, throwing 18 touchdowns. He does have 6 interceptions. But I thought he's felt in control of games. And You look past that USC game in the opener, and I feel like things have just been rolling for LSU. And I just like the way this offense has looked. I mean, you know, they some things went their way against South Carolina to get the win. They got the win over UCLA and South Alabama, and they had that bye week. And then I thought the game plan was great against Ole Miss, and they were able to get that to overtime against a good Ole Miss team and win the game. And so, yeah, I think we're in a position here where, you know, offensively, LSU's got some guys. And you mentioned Kyren Lacy. I thought he's been really impressive this year. He's got 6 touchdowns, 463 yards. The question was what they were going to do at running back. And, you know, John Emery was a great back that unfortunately was out for injury, but they've had guys step up running the ball as well. And so I like what I've seen from LSU offensively. And again, I'm interested to see what Arkansas throws at him on defense and what challenges they can do to slow down Nussmeier and company.
Yeah, I think running the ball is going to kind of be key. We've seen, you know, flashes of it with Caden Durham's looked really good at times. Josh Williams has done some things. I mean, again, LSU overwhelmingly prefers to pass, and Arkansas has been pretty respectable against the running game. Remember, they slowed down Ollie Gordon a few weeks back. Yep. So I think that's going to be kind of interesting, is just seeing that element of this matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be very important for them to be able to run the ball and get guys involved, get guys running is going to be important. So that could be something that Arkansas, I mean, defensively, they've got to slow down whoever's running the ball. They have got to limit big plays. They've got to keep these guys contained, keep Nussmeier contained, pressure him. you know, force him to do things he doesn't normally do. And again, we saw Arkansas do that against Tennessee. They put Nico in situations that he hasn't been in and forced him to think quick, and they're going to have to do that again against Nussmeier.
All right, let's flip sides of the matchup and talk about Arkansas's offense against LSU's defense before we get there, though. BetOnline is the world's most trusted betting platform and your number one source for everything sports betting. Every stat, matchup breakdown, even live odds and spreads to bet on during the games. With the largest catalog of odds on everything from football, MLB playoffs, NHL, NBA, and political props. You can bet on this game, which, boy, that's going to be a tough call when you get to picks here.
It is.
When the game is over, head on over to our online casino, get in on a game of blackjack or poker, unwind with one of over 150 slots games. Head to the website today, get in on the action with America's most trusted site for game wagering or online wagering, BetOnline. The game starts here. All right, the numbers for Arkansas's offense against LSU's defense. And again, I'm probably putting less stock in the numbers lately because I feel like some of these are piled up against bad teams. And when you play good teams, which both of these are, they look a little different. But Arkansas's offense, 33 points a game on 76 snaps. That's a lot. 2% turnover rate. You'd like to see that go down a little bit. They run it 51% of the time for an average of 5.5 yards per rushing play, 7.3 per passing play, 6.4 yards per play total. LSU's defense, better than we thought, 22.3 points a game on 61 snaps, 2.1% turnover rate. This is the team that really gets the quarterback, too. They've had 21 sacks this year, which is second in the SEC, despite no Harold Perkins. And teams will run it 46% of the time against LSU. Now, they're having some success there, 5.1 yards per rush play LSU gives up. That makes Jaquindon Jackson a big factor. 6.3 yards per passing play, 5.8 yards per snap. What do we make of this side of the matchup, which I think so much is going to depend on what kind of quarterback play Arkansas gets? And boy, that is varied.
It has. And yeah, that's the big question mark to me is will we see consistency from the offense of Arkansas? We've seen, again, some really bright spots. We've seen some spots that are questionable for Arkansas offensively. We've seen maybe some good halves and some questionable halves. And so, yeah, I think it all depends on, what we see from this offense and consistency that they show. Is Taylen Green able to run? Is he able to work? Is Jackson able to get going? Like, all these questions vary. You know, what is LSU going to do to stop the run? Are they giving some big lanes? Are they allowing Jackson and these guys to get outside? Like, those are big questions to me that if Arkansas can do those things, I think they're going to have big success. But, LSU they've done some things that I think show that they can stop the run and stop it completely, you know, and force Arkansas to do some things maybe that are uncharacteristic. But, you know, I think Taylen Green has got an arm. He has turned the ball over, but I think he can utilize some of these receivers, get them going. I think from what we've seen from Arkansas, if they could be consistent, they're going to be able to put points on the board up against LSU.
All right, let's get into picks and why, and I'll start with you.
This one's tough. I've gone back and forth on this one. I think Arkansas having the week off is going to benefit them. I think LSU's playing such good football right now, though. That's kind of what's going on in my mind. I think Arkansas wins this one very close on their home field Saturday night. I think the atmosphere is going to be great. I think they're going to find ways to stop LSU. I think it's going to be very, very close. But I think Arkansas, coming off the bye week, they're going to catch LSU. Thinking about that win a little bit last week over Ole Miss. So I'm going to take Arkansas in a very, very close game in Fayetteville.
Arkansas has been an underdog four times this year. It has gone 2-2 in those games. In the two it lost, it outgained Oklahoma State 648-385, and it outgained Texas A&M 379-297. Now, the key in both those games, Arkansas was -2 in turnovers against Oklahoma State and -3 against A&M. Didn't turn over against Tennessee, won that game in an upset, and got a 5-2 advantage against Auburn, the other game where it was an underdog that it won and got the upset. But I think this game is really more about LSU. I've loved Arkansas's offense at times, but I just don't know what they're getting at the quarterback position. I feel like with LSU, not a lot of givens in this league this year, but I love that passing offense with Lacy and Anderson and Taylor and Nussmeier. I think both defenses are a little bit underrated, but give me LSU just because I feel like it is one more games in this spot under Brian Kelly than Arkansas has with Sam Pittman. Not a knock on Sam Pittman. I just feel like this game might be a little bit more about LSU, a team that, again, we have said maybe people are sleeping on this team a little bit, and Ole Miss kind of found out the hard way last week. We'll be here to wrap it up afterwards. Best way to get that, hit the subscribe button. That's free. Enable your notifications. That's also free. Hit the thumbs up button. That's free. That helps us. And if you'd like to advertise, we reach millions of people a year with our year-round football, baseball, and basketball content. Caroline.Smith at Southeastern14.com. For Chase Robinson, I'm Chris Lee. You've been watching Southeastern 16, presented by BetOnline.